DSI paints grim picture of school T-money problem. Despite official denials, investigators believe bribes for student spots are continuing and will not end until the authorities adopt a new admission system. Department of Special Investigation officers say the problem of PACHA or T-money will remain unresolved unless the school admission system is changed. The practice of under-the-table payments to educators in return for school places was highlighted at the beginning of the school year when 50 hunger-striking students denied places at Bodendetta School accused officials of allocating places only after payments of T-money were made. School officials deny the claim. While the problem at the school has since been resolved, the commander of the DSI's National Security Bureau, Police Lieutenant Colonel Pongyin Intrakau, said no one could deny the T-money problem exists. "We will not be able to tackle the problem if we pretend that we have no problem," said Police Lieutenant Colonel Pongyin. T-money means parents and students suffer, especially the poor ones who have a difficult enough time getting an education only to learn later that they have to pay money to compete for places. Office of the Basic Education Commission, or OBEC, Secretary General Chinnapat Bumirat defended the school admission system, saying it is designed to offer an opportunity to good students seeking a better education at top-tier schools. He said good students should be given a chance to attend good schools anywhere, which is why schools under OBEC supervision open up to 20% of places for outside students. Mr. Chinnapat said there were no irregularities in the Bodendetta case, and OBEC had not learned of any other T-money cases at its schools. "If you have concrete evidence, you can show it to us. Don't just make an accusation against schools," said Mr. Chinnapat, adding OBEC has not ruled out some changes in the school admission system next year. Police Lieutenant Colonel Pongyin said the demand for T-money was spurred by competition for places at prestigious schools. Under the admission system, schools accept students for Matayom 4, that is year 10, in two lots. Up to 80% of the seats are given to students at the school continuing from Matayom 3, while 20% of places are opened up to outside students who must sit an exam. Some schools have been known to expand student numbers beyond the class limits of 40 to 50, while others have added classrooms to accept more students. Police Lieutenant Colonel Pongyin said T-money can be disguised. Donations to schools or their foundations and payments to support school development through projects proposed via the Basic Education Commission require deposits to be made in banks and receipts issued. But payments between parents and schools are virtually impossible to police. However, some parents may demand receipts for such payments, allowing investigators to sometimes track the money. "The rules are quite extensive, but they are often manipulated," said Police Lieutenant Colonel Pongyin. Another DSI investigator said an inquiry conducted a few years ago revealed parents were asked to meet members of a school foundation to discuss how to secure a place for their child. In some cases, incorrect receipts were issued for donations, carrying the name of the teacher instead of the school or foundation, which is a breach of guidelines. In another case, the DSI detected the transfer of 3 million baht to a teacher's bank account with no valid reason for the transaction. Often there was no paper evidence of requests for payments, as they were written on the palm of the hand to indicate to the parents and the student the amount required. However, the DSI source said the payment of a minimum amount was no guarantee of a place, and further payments were sometimes requested. A typical request was for between 20,000 baht and 100,000 baht. DSI investigators found that at least 5 schools in Bangkok might have been involved with tea money. They submitted the cases to the National Anti-Corruption Commission, but have had no response.